Hussein Parshas Vayetze, we read of the dramatic departure of Yaakov Avinu from his familial home in an effort to set out to be able to find a wife, to be able to go out and go to Lavan, to go to his uncle's home, to be able to find a way from his family. You know, I mentioned in one of the other shiurim this week that the entire Vayetze of Yaakov, this entire departure, in and of itself has two tzedadim. You know, the Beis Halevi has a beautiful piece where he explains that Yaakov Avinu's departure was aimed at trying to be mechabe, trying to honor both his mother and his father, because his parents sent him for two different reasons. Rivka Imenu sent him in order to be able to flee. She recognized that he was in mortal danger. She tells him to flee. Yitzchak Avinu sends his son away, not in order to flee, but ultimately in order to find the wife. So the Beis Halevi points out an interesting distinction. He says, you know, sometimes people are running from something, sometimes people are running to something. And Yaakov Avinu was trying to do both. That's why, again, you know, the Torah uses the Lashon of Vayetze and Vayelech, a little bit different than what we saw in Rabbi Nachman last week. The idea of Vayetze represents the Yisod, ultimately, again, a fleeing, as opposed to Vayelech, which represents the idea of not fleeing, but having a determined destination. But either way, Yaakov Avinu leaves the familial home, sets out for the uncharted territories of Charan. And amazingly enough, Yaakov Avinu already knows, you know, sometimes a person has almost like a feeling, this feeling in their kishkas that life is not going to be pashit, that things are going to be difficult, that there are going to be challenges. And already, again, we begin to see Yaakov Avinu's uncertainty manifest itself in the dream. Yaakov Avinu falls asleep in Beit El, the Torah tells us, and what happens, Rabbi Hara Bahar Maria, and what happens, the Torah says that he has a dream. And in the dream, v'hinei svayach alom, he dreamt, v'hinei sulam mutzav arza v'rosha magia hashamayimo. There is a ladder. Mutz of Arza, it is on the ground. But the top of the ladder ultimately reaches the heavens. And Malachim, the angels, are going up and down on the ladder. So of course, again, we know that this metaphor of the ladder was very dramatic for Yaakov Avinu. So Rashi HaKadosh, amazingly enough, focuses much more on the Malachi Elohim Olim V'Yardim Bo. What's the pshat with the Malachim going up and down? So Rashi says, Olim T'chila V'Achar Kach Yardim. The Malachim are going up first and then coming down afterwards. Malachim Shelivo Ba'aretz Ein Yotzim Chutzal Aretz V'Olu L'Rakia V'Yardu Malachi Chutzal Aretz Levoso. So Rashi HaKadosh understands that the power, the impact of the ladder is really vis-a-vis the Malachim. Meaning the ladder itself is lav davka part of the message for Yaakov Avinu. Rather, the message is that there are Malachim that were escorting him in Eretz Yisrael. The Malachim of Eretz Yisrael do not go out to Chutz La'aretz. So Malachi Elohim Olim, there are angels who go up. Those are the Malachim, those are the angels of Eretz Yisrael, the Yardim Bo. And now the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz are ultimately going to accompany Yaakov Avinu on the coming journey. According to Rashi then, the emphasis is both the switching over of the Malachim, but really it's the next pasuk. V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alov. Who's sitting on top of the ladder? The Ribono Sha'olam Bichvodu Batzach. The Shparach, who's sitting on the ladder? Vayomer Ani Hashem Elokei Avram Avicha Velokei Yitzchak Artsha Ata Shochei Valecha Aleo Lecha Atnen Lazarecha. The Shechina's there, and the Shechina's sitting perched on top of the ladder, says to Yaakov Avinu, don't worry, I am the father of Avram, the father of Yitzchak, and he tells him a number of things. Number one, Eretz Yisrael is yours, which was in and of itself a promise to Yaakov Avinu, I'm going to bring you back home. And of course, later on, Yaakov Baruch Hu says explicitly, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be every step of the way with you. I'm going to bring you back home. I won't forsake you. And you know, sometimes when I go, excuse me, sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to make so many promises that he's not going to forsake you, he's not going to leave you, he's never going to abandon you. So you begin to feel a little bit like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you that there's some difficulties, some tumultuous episodes that are in your future. So according to Rashi HaKadosh, the impact of the latter is that, again, the switching off of Malachim, but v'hineh Hashem nitzav alav. Even though Malachim change, Malachi Eretz Yisrael, Malachi Chutz La'aretz, so the angelic presence in my life could definitely change depending on my geography and depending on my situational reality. The one thing that remains a constant is v'hineh Hashem nitzav alav. The Ribbono Shel Olam is always with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never leaves our side. Malachim come, Malachim go, Malachim stay with me, Malachim, go away. You know, it's kind of like by Shabbos. You know, we say Shalom Aleichem, we say Bo'achem L'Shalom. We're so happy to have you, the malachim. Welcome to my home. Baruchuni, bless me, tzeischem. Okay, you have to go. A recognition that malachim and their influence in my life comes and goes. Comes and goes. The constant that a Jew has in this world is V'hineh Hashem Nitzav Alov. The Ribono Shel Olam and His presence in my life, that's a constant. That's always there. Whether I'm in Eretz Yisrael, whether I'm in Haran, whether there's Simchas, whether there's Saris, V'hineh Hashem Nitzav Alov. The Ribono Shel Olam is always by my side. And that in and of itself, in addition to all the other beautiful promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes to Yaakov Avinu, therein lies the greatest chizuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Yaakov Avinu, I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. And I'm not telling you you're not going to suffer. I'm not going to tell you you're not going to have challenges. But the one thing I promise you is that you will never be alone. The one thing I promise you is that I will always be by your side. V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. You know, even just to darshan the pasuk a little bit, we translated V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, the Ribono Shel Olam is on top of the ladder. But the truth is, in its essence, the real message is V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, the Ribono Shel Olam was on top of Yaakov Avinu. Forget about the ladder. The Ribono Shel Olam is on Yaakov. The Ribono Shel Olam is saying, I'm with you. Malachim come and go. Malachi Chutz La'aretz, Malachi Eretz Yisrael, come and go. Me? V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. I'm always with you. And I'll always be with you. And this in and of itself is the greatest message of Chizuk. Because sometimes in life we go through difficult times. And sometimes in life we find ourselves encountering challenges. And when we encounter those challenges, sometimes we are let down by the Malachim in our lives. Sometimes people who we love very much. Sometimes people who we care about very much. Sometimes people who we thought cared about us very much are just not there in our time of need. Sometimes the people that we thought are our malachim, my saving angelic presences, are not there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. Don't worry. The nature of human relationships, even the nature of angelic relationships, is they come and go. Sometimes they're intense, sometimes they're not. Sometimes there's commitment, sometimes there's not. But don't worry. V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. Yaakov, I've got your back. Yaakov, I will always be with you. Yaakov, I'm always going to be by your side. V'hinei Hashem Nitzav Alav. But the Rebbe Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful insight brought down in the Kutei Halachas. And the Rebbe says the following. He adds in an additional dimension. He says, Sula Mutzav Arzo. What's the symbolism of the ladder? He says, Ha'adam v'chal ha'talui bo v'nilva elav. Hakol be'bechinos Sulam Mutzav Arzo. V'rosho magia ha'shamayma. So he says something so beautifully. He says, Ki kol dover sheyesh lo shorish lamala, va'afal pikin shebekan ha'dover mutzav arza. It's actually quite beautiful. The Rebbe says that to a certain degree, the ladder, ultimately is a metaphor for man. Because how does the Torah describe the ladder? It's sula mutzav arza, the body of the ladder itself, is sitting, is implanted, is affixed to the ground, but the top of the ladder, the head of the ladder, so that ascends, that goes up into the heavens. So the Rebbe says so beautifully, Ki kol davar yesh lo shorish lamala. Everything in this world, and specifically man, has his shorish, has his root in the celestial sphere, has his root ultimately again in Shamayim. And even though, again, it's embedded in the world, it stands on the earth. The thing, the entity, is physical. The entity is gashmi. But ultimately, again, its head is in the heavens. We'll define what that means in just a second. So what the Rebbe is describing over here is something so beautiful. That the ladder is an incredible metaphor for man. The ladder is a metaphor for man. How so? Because man is mutzav arzo. Man is a physical, material being that is firmly embedded 2 feet on the ground. And you know, even when man tries to jump, even when he tries to remove his feet on the ground, how long can he keep his feet off the ground for? A second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. But at the end of the day, gravity always brings him back. He's mutzav, he's shakua, he's embedded in the earth. But says the Rebbe, the nisayon of man, the challenge of man, is that even though he's a sula mutzav arzo, he has to figure out a way to be rosho magia hashamayma. His head has to be in the heavens. His koach of seichel, his thought process, what he wants, his desires, can't be embedded in this world. Rosho, his head, has to be magia shamaimo. He said, the Rebbe says, ki ish bo chochma v'seichel, shu b'chinas rosha magia shamaimu l'malo. Even though my body, my physicality is embedded in this world, I have to make sure that my head, my rosh, my thoughts, my wants, my desires, my dreams, my aspirations, those things can't be embedded in the ground. Those things have to ultimately be in the Shamayim. And look what the Rebbe says. Ve'ikir ha-milchama shala adam azeh ha-olam. The real milchama, the real war that man wages in this world. Shelo yiyeh nimshach achar gashmiyas hadover. It is so easy because I am a sula mutzav arza. Because ultimately, again, I am this ladder that is embedded on the earth. It is so easy to be drawn after the material. It is so easy to become embedded in all of the material. It is so easy to define myself as a material being. This is the milchama, says the Rebbe. It's not just a struggle. It's a milchama, it's a war. Every single day between the tzula mutzav arzo and the rosh magia shamayim, shasha shamayimo, rak listakel ala seichel, sheyesh b'chol davar, ulekasher atzmo ala chochma v'aseichel, sheyesh b'chol davar, kedei sheyisbarech la'ashem yisbarech ayidei osa davar. So the Rebbe says something amazing. So I understand the Torah is describing over here almost like these two poles of existence. On one hand, I'm a guf, I'm a body, I'm a material being, I am a ladder, I'm a sulam, mutzav arza, but yet somehow my job is to maintain roshom magia hashamayim, that my head, my mind, my thoughts, my dreams, my aspirations, all of those should be ruchni. I should want spiritual accomplishment. I should want spiritual things. I should want spiritual development and growth. But so how do you do that? How is it, if I'm a sula mutzav arza, how do I create a roshom magia hashamayim? And the Rebbe says so beautifully that the goal is to try to find the deeper ruchnius in all of our gashmios. See, the beautiful part, I've spoken about this many times, the beautiful part of our religion is that we are not asked to be ascetic. We're not asked to divorce ourselves from the material world, nor are we taught that the only way to become holy is to totally divorce yourself from materialism. That's not our hashkafa. See, to a certain degree, that's actually easy. It's much easier to be black and white. It's much easier to say, this is treif, this is kosher, this is tameh, this is tar. Swear off materialism and just be a spiritual being. It's easier. It is easier. But we look for something much more profound. Instead, what Yiddishkeit says is, enjoy the material. Enjoy it. Kosh Baruch Hu put it here for you to enjoy it. But enjoy it responsibly. And how do you enjoy your gashmius in a responsible way? How does that happen? By finding the kedusha inside of it. By taking every single gashmi thing and to say, okay, where is the kedusha in this? Where is the holiness in this material endeavor? Where is the holiness in this physical undertaking? Where is the beautiful spirituality in this material thing? And here becomes the great nisayon in life. If you could find the holiness in it, then good, enjoy it. If you can't find the holiness in a particular material undertaking, then that is a mefurish raya, that's a clear proof that one should not engage in this endeavor. That's how the Rebbe says you find this incredible synthesis. You don't have to swear off materialism. You just have to make sure that you can find the holiness in it. And if you can find the holiness in it, then go for it. If you can't find it, then you have to distance yourself. And that's what he says, Rak listakel ala seichel, sheish b'chol davar. Look for the seichel, look for the holiness that is in every single thing. Ulekan sha'atzma ala chachma v'aseichel, sheish b'chol davar. Kedei sheis kariv la'ashem yisbarach ha'idei osa davar. Then what ends up happening is the following. If you find the holiness in your gashmius, then not only does my gashmius not distance me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only does it not distance me, but there's something even better. It brings me closer. It creates a chibur. It creates a connection. When I'm able to find the kedusha in my gashmius, so I'm able to use that as something to build a bridge between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so it turns out that according to Rabbi Nachman, the Rebbe Shalom was giving Yaakov not just an incredible message of reassurance, but an incredible message or a recipe for success in life. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that Yaakov Avinu is about not only to leave Eretz Yisrael, not only to leave the Kiddush of the familial home, not only to go ahead and leave the protective spirituality of the home of his mother and his father, but he's about to venture into a very material existence. You know, everybody focuses on Lavan as an Oved Avodah Zarah. That's true, he was an idolater, but he was also an exceptionally Gashmi individual. It was all about the money. It was all about the materialism. Baharaya, when does his relationship with Yaakov really go sour? When he feels that Yaakov has more sheep. If Yaakov has more sheep than I do, then he's a threat to me. You have plenty of sheep on your own. He's not taking your sheep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just giving him additional sheep. But that's the world of Lavan. The world of Lavan is everything is about material success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, you're about to be shakua, you're about to be immersed in a material society, in a material world, in a material home. Yaakov, make sure that you don't lose your head. Literally, make sure that that even if your body is going to be mutzav artsa, even if at the end of the day you have to live in this world, you have to make sure to be a person who is rosha magia shamaima. Don't lose your spiritual dreams and aspirations. Don't lose your desire to be one of the avos. Don't lose your desire to be something special, not just in a material accomplishment way, but in a spiritual way as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just giving Yaakov Avinu an incredible message of reassurance. He's giving an incredible mussar. Not mussar like rebuke that he did something wrong, but hadracha. He's giving a proper direction in life. Yaakov, you will be the sulam mutzav artsa. You are a physical material being who is about to be implanted in a hyper-material world. You have to make sure. Rosha magia hashamayma. Keep your head in the clouds. Sometimes it is good to keep your head in the clouds. Keep your head in the heavens. And how do you accomplish that? Number one, by making sure your dreams are dreams of ruchnius, by making sure your dreams are dreams of spiritual accomplishment, by making sure that you have spiritual goals and aspirations. And number two, if you are going to enjoy the Gashmius, if you are going to partake in the Gashmius, if you do desire and you are blessed with that material success, I ask you to find the Kedusha in it. Every piece of materialism you have has to be used in some way to further your ruchnius, to further your spirituality. If it furthers your spirituality, enjoy it. If you can't find a way to use it to enhance your spirituality, then you're better off without it. It's the message for Yaakov Avinu, and it's the message for us as well. We should be Zocha. On this Parashas Vayetze, not just Shabbos Vayetze, but all of the coming days. We live in a very material society, in a very material world. And Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless all of us with incredible material success. That each of us are the Sulam Mutzav Artsa. But even if we're firmly implanted and firmly embedded in this world, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to realize the bracha of Rosh HaMagia Shamayma. May we be Zochem Yeretz Hashem to keep our heads in the clouds, to keep our dreams regarding Ruchni matters. And with every single beautiful piece of Gashmias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses us with, may we be Zochem Yeretz Hashem to use it to build a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to build a relationship with Torah, and to build a relationship ultimately with one another. Wishing everyone a beautiful, magnificent, and restful Shabbos.